morning.
Morning.
To begin our time of worship, I'm going to read Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, which we looked at in last week's sermon. So hopefully it's still kind of fresh on your mind, but we're going to just reflect on that. I'm just going to read it twice, give a little space to let it minister to your soul before we go into our singing together. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'll read it one more time. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus, we thank you for these words that come from you, that you are the one who offers us rest. I invite you to rise and join us as we worship.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. Come see his open arms. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world.
Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, praise him, for the wonders of his love.
Praise God, praise God,
whoa,
from whom all blessings flow. Praise him,
praise him,
for the wonders of his love.
Praise God,
praise God,
praise God,
from whom all blessings flow. Praise him,
praise him,
for the wonders of his love. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. the power of hell, forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world.
For God so loved,
for God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell, forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
We sing that verse one more time.
Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world. That's right.
Colossians 2:13-14. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have taken all of our failures, of our weaknesses and sicknesses, all of our sins, you have nailed them to the cross. We have been made new in you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for your great love and the wonderful sacrifice. We thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Darkness, we were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. The lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake, you died. Glory. its breath. All that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born. Truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Yeah.
And just lift up your praises to King Jesus. Jesus, the death could not hold you. You overcame. Praise you.
Jesus, you're the King of glory who humbled yourself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. But today, because of that, you have the highest name. And we give you the highest praise. We bow our knees before you, for you are worthy, the worthy Lamb.
Your very nature, God, as three in one, is enough reason to praise you, as you are so holy and set apart, so far beyond anything that our minds can comprehend. So, Lord Jesus, we offer you all the praise and honor and glory, because you are wonderful.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty, praise for.
this song is forevermore. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more.
Who else would rocks cry out to worship? Whose glory taught the stars to shine? Perhaps creation longs to have the words to sing, but this joy is mine.
With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more.
Who else would die for our redemption? Whose resurrection means our rise? There isn't time enough to sing of all you've done,
but I have eternity to try. With a thousand hallelujahs, we magnify your name. You alone deserve the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord Jesus, this song is forever yours. A thousand hallelujahs and a thousand more.
We praise you, Lord. Praise to the
a thousand hallelujahs.
Yes, Jesus, we offer you all of the praise, honor, glory, power, blessings, everything that we have, Lord. We lay it at your feet. We acknowledge what a privilege it is to be able to praise you and worship you, Lord, that we are only able to do this because you have redeemed us by your blood. And so, Lord, as we fix our eyes on you today, as we look into your word, and as we just wait upon your presence, we ask, Jesus, that you would transform us more into your image and your likeness. Give us ears to hear any conviction that you're speaking over us, Lord. And also give us ears to hear the love that you're singing over us as well. And so, Jesus, we thank you in advance for all that you will do and speak, and we pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a joy it is to worship together. Before you are seated,
if you would join me in turning in your Bibles, either paper Bible or electronically on your phone, to Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 13. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. This is the word of the Lord. And as you are seated, may we pray that God adds his blessing to his words. Please be seated.